Welcome to the deep dive. Today, we're gonna try to really get to the bottom of airplane spins. We've got all these pilot notes and training materials laid out here, and I'm a little intimidated, honestly, to try to get through all this. So I'm really glad you're here to help try to make sense of it all. So if anyone listening out there ever wondered about spins, this is gonna be your cheat sheet to understanding them because you never know, right? You never know when this information might be useful.
It's funny that you should say that. I was actually talking to a buddy of mine
Yeah.
just the other day who had this. Well, it wasn't really a spin, but it was a close call.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he got himself into a bit of a situation where
Yeah.
thankfully he remembered his training.
Wow.
But it's one of those things that, it can happen to anyone, and it's really important to be prepared. Yeah.
Exactly. Okay, well let's jump into it then.
Sounds good.
The first thing I see here is this definition of a spin. And it's pretty technical.
Yeah, they always get pretty technical. Let me see that. Yeah, an aggravated stall with yaw that results in auto rotation about the vertical axis.
Okay, so aggravated stall, yaw, auto rotation. Where do we even begin? What are we talking about here?
Well, an aggravated stall, that's basically when your plane is, not just losing lift, but like dramatically losing lift,
Okay.
which is often caused by a high angle of attack, like if you're pulling back from the controls too much.
Gotcha.
And then yaw, that's basically like the nose of the plane swinging left or right.
Okay.
So you combine those two things, you get this
A
spiral.
recipe for disaster.
It can be, and that's where the auto rotation comes in. That's the spinning part. So the plane's not just losing lift, it's also spinning around its vertical axis.
So you've got this plane that's not only losing lift rapidly, but it's also spinning uncontrollably. That sounds terrifying.
Yeah, it's definitely not a good situation to be in.
Yeah.
Definitely not. Especially when we start talking about high angle of attack, low airspeed, rapid descent, all of which our sources say are characteristics of spins.
Yeah, and you know what's interesting is that during a spin, all those aerodynamic forces are actually in equilibrium,
Really?
even though it feels anything but balanced.
It just seems completely counterintuitive, right?
It does.
Especially when you factor in what the source calls the startle effect. Like you're just not expecting to suddenly be spinning toward the Earth.
Yeah, nobody expects to be spinning towards the Earth. I mean, that's going to startle anyone, and that disorientation that can make recovering from a spin even harder.
I bet.
Most people think spins only happen at low speeds,
Yeah.
but they can actually occur at practically any airspeed.
See, that's what gets me because, like, if we're talking about situations where this could occur in everyday flying, I mean, the source even brings this up. When could this occur in everyday flying? What about in the IFR world? Like, that's kind of unsettling. It is unsettling. And one scenario where you might actually encounter this is during a steep turn, especially at lower altitudes.
Okay.
That's why understanding how these spins happen is really important.
Okay, so let's break it down. What causes a spin? What's that perfect storm of elements?
All right, so it really comes down to three key things: the stall, the yaw, and then the auto rotation.
Okay.
So imagine this. One wing gets tripped up more than the other. So one wing stalls more than the other, and that throws the entire plane off balance.
Oh, I see. So you're saying like one wing is generating less lift than the other.
Exactly. That lower wing, the one that's more stalled, it's generating less lift, but it's also generating more drag, which pulls that side of the plane back. While the higher wing, the one that's not as stalled, it keeps moving forward, it has less drag. And that difference in lift and drag, that's what creates the spin.
Okay. I think I'm starting to get the picture here. So you've got this unbalanced plane. Now it's spinning. What happens next?
Well, it's not like a light switch. The spin doesn't just suddenly happen. It actually develops in phases.
Okay.
It goes through entry, incipient, developed, and then hopefully recovery.
So you're telling me there's hope for recovery?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there are procedures for recovering from a spin. That's what all this training material is for. But it's important to understand each phase of a spin.
Yeah.
So first you've got that entry phase, right? That's when the stall and the yaw kind of like kick things off.
Yeah.
And then you've got the incipient phase, which is where the spin starts to really develop, usually over a couple of turns or so.
Okay.
And here's where it gets weird. The airspeed will typically stabilize at this point,
Wait, really?
even though the plane is in a spiral.
So even if your instruments are telling you one thing, your senses might be telling you something else.
Exactly.
It's fascinating. It's like your body is almost working against you in that situation.
That's a good point. And it's something to keep in mind.
That's wild. Okay, so the airspeed stabilizes during the incipient phase. What else is going on?
Well, that's also when you can use the rudder to figure out which way you're spinning. The source says, for example, if the right rudder is giving resistance, the spin is to the left. Then you've got the developed phase, and that's where things get really serious.
Because.
Because that's when the aerodynamic forces reach that weird equilibrium we talked about earlier.
Right.
And you're officially in a full-blown spin. But the good news is there's a procedure for recovering from it. PARE.
PRE, what is that? Some kind of mnemonic device.
Exactly. It stands for power idle, aileron neutral, rudder opposite of spin, elevator full forward.
Okay, so first of all, power idle. You're telling me you reduce power. Why wouldn't you want to, like, give it more gas to get out of a spin?
Because adding power at that point can actually make the spin tighter.
Really?
Yeah, it all comes back to those forces acting on the plane. Remember the engine's thrust line? If you increase power, it can make the plane pitch in a way that just worsens the spin.
Okay, so you're essentially cutting off the one thing that could make things worse. Interesting. What about the ailerons?
Ailerons. You want to stay away from those as much as possible. Using them in a spin can make it way worse, possibly even unrecoverable.
So it's all about the rudder and elevator.
Pretty much. Full rudder, opposite direction of the spin to counteract the yaw, and then full elevator forward to break that stall. But timing is everything here. You have to be decisive.
It's amazing how much is happening in those few moments. So, you know, even though we might not experience a spin every day, understanding them, it feels absolutely crucial. You just never know when you might need to use this information.
I completely agree. And, you know, today we focused on all the technical stuff.
Yeah.
But I think it's important to acknowledge the mental aspect of spins, too. You know, imagine the fear and the disorientation. How do those factors affect a pilot's ability to react? I think that's something worth thinking about.
The human element,
Yeah.
always a factor. To our listeners, thank you so much for joining us for this deep dive. We encourage you to keep learning because obviously there's a lot more to it than we could ever possibly cover here.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.